We now bring to these microphones David James. He's globetrotting across this world, teaching young people how to interpret the Word of God and come to a literal understanding of God's plan for the future. You look at the past, you also bring into your equation the present, but then you look at the future from God's prophetic scenario laid out in the Bible. And David, you've been in the Ukraine, now you're in Hungary. You've taught a number of courses, I think, what, four courses in the last 3 weeks. What have you been teaching the young people there in those very important parts of our world?
Well, you're right. Last week I was in Ukraine and taught a course on critique of the charismatic movement, trying to understand signs and wonders from Genesis to Revelation. This week I'm in Hungary. I'll be teaching the same course, and in addition to that, I'll be teaching a course called Understanding Roman Catholicism, which is a course designed to help them understand how to evangelize Roman Catholics. And then I'm also teaching a course called Current Theological Issues, which is exactly along the line of the kinds of things that we talk about every week. So it's a very exciting courses and very relevant courses to these students.
And very important courses to these young people as they get their foundation, their undergirding for how they're going to study God's Word, first of all, and then what all of these things, these issues that David has been discussing with them, and of course with us here on Prophecy Today, so key to understanding the times in which we're living. By the way, that course on signs, wonders, and the charismatic movement, that's what you'll be teaching at our School of Prophets upcoming in September. Is that correct?
That's right. A new course we're bringing into the curriculum, one I'm suggesting that that we teach every place where I'm teaching with Word of Life, just a critical course in light of the days in which we're living, with so many claiming to having signs and wonders from God, which we would say that's not really the case.
Yes, that would be extra-biblical information that comes from somewhere, but not the Holy Spirit of God breathing into human authors who have written the Word of God. David, it is a unique experience. I did it for a number of years, have not been doing it in these later years, but you young men are able to get around a lot better than us old guys. And in these schools, you're teaching students from all over the region and even from around the world. What are some of the countries that are represented? And don't you think this is key to reaching out to the world?
It's an absolutely amazing thing. This last week when I was in Ukraine, I had students from not only Ukraine, but also from Russia, from Poland, from Kazakhstan, other countries in that region. Here in Hungary, we've got a record number for a given year of students from about 15 different countries, including from South America, Poland, the United States, of course, here in Hungary, Romania. We have a new student from Macedonia, one from Kazakhstan. And I've taught a total of students from about 30 different countries over the times that I've been teaching here in Hungary.
Wow, what an outreach, a way to multiply your own ministry. Our son, our oldest boy, Jim Jr., there in Hungary for a two-week period of time after our trip to Israel this last spring, and Jim was involved in teaching Daniel and Ezekiel, and he came back and told me it was just such a blessing. And these young people are eager to learn. That is very, very key. Well, you're in some pretty tough regions of the world. You were there in the Ukraine. Is that the eastern Ukraine or the western Ukraine where Word of Life has their Bible Institute?
More of the western Ukraine. We're quite some distance from the turmoil in eastern Ukraine, but it's certainly having impact. For example, I had one student whose parents just this week emigrated to Los Angeles, having received refugee status, and she's from a town that has been in the news called Donetsk. And what's happening is a lot of people are fleeing these regions because it's just no longer safe in the face of the Russian aggression under President Vladimir Putin.
Well, now, I'm going to ask you about a couple you had a conversation with first, but let me personally ask you Was it not a bit fearful flying into some of these regions, which could be considered some type of a war zone? Did that bother you at all?
Well, you know, it doesn't. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and my pastor said something to my dad years ago, and that was he was much more concerned that his son be in the will of God and across the world than outside of the will of God across the street. And, you know, you look at a lot of places in the U.S., and I have to be honest with you, if I were outside of the will of God, I'd be a lot more fearful in those places than I would be flying into a war zone where I'm doing the work of God.
Well, I have to agree with that statement. We always tell everybody who may consider going to Israel with us that it is very dangerous to go to Israel. Very, very dangerous. But if we can get you through New York City, everything will be all right. That's about what you're saying there. Like your dad's thought there, having your son in the will of God across the world instead of across the street. But you did have breakfast with a staff couple of Word of Life there in the Ukraine. The husband was from Eastern Ukraine, the wife from Russia. That must have been an interesting conversation, especially since last Saturday was the celebration of the 70th anniversary of Victory Day by the Axis powers connected to World War II.
Yes, it really was. One of the things, several things that I learned, one was the absolute distortion of the story that those within Russia are receiving. What she discovered when she left Russia is that what she had been told in news stories and in films and documentaries just absolutely wasn't true, and they were only painting one side of the picture, even though she certainly is a Russian and a patriotic Russian from that standpoint. She realized that actually the regime had lied to her for many years. And then her husband, coming from eastern Ukraine, with all of the turmoil there in eastern Ukraine, a lot of very severe persecution and a lot of bigotry going on between those who are native Ukrainians and native Russians. There have been so many lies that have been told over so many years on both sides. It's very difficult for generations to try to sort this out in any kind of reasonable way, which poses an even an extra layer of problems even for believers who trying to find out their identity in Christ and yet having these decades-long distortions that have been poured down their throats.
Before I ask you about Vladimir Putin and some of his goals for long-term threat on that region, let me talk to you about, other than the couple that you talk with on the staff of Word of Life, the people in the street, are they concerned there in the western part of the Ukraine about what's happening out east in the Ukraine, or is it just something they read about in the paper?
You know, what I found as I've traveled in different countries, and I think I speak for you as well, has traveled this, the media, the way it's portrayed in the West and what actually happens on the ground are very frequently not the same thing. And in fact, flying into Kiev and traveling and going to different places, you would never know you were actually in a war zone. So certainly the things that are being played up in the Western media don't reflect exactly what's going on. But then, of course, when you get closer to some of those areas, and people are being displaced and seeking refugee status, and people are being subjected to persecution. You get closer to those areas, and it's very real. It's just that I've not personally been yet in those areas. And people learn over time how to just go on a day-to-day to existence, even with the threat of, for example, in Israel, with the threat of Katyusha rockets every day. So it's one of those things where life goes on.
Well, let me talk to you then, going back to that conversation with the couple from Word of Life there. Do they see President Putin of Russia as a long-term threat to this region? Do they believe he's going to play this thing out until he gets what he wants?
They absolutely do. You know, they're trying to look at it objectively. And, of course, we saw him take Crimea not that long ago. And the fact is, you know, there are no hard and fast borders once you reach inside Ukraine. So there are ethnic borders, but there aren't any political borders. And they certainly believe that Putin is going to go just as far as he possibly can. And as we look at this from a geopolitical perspective, we have to raise the question as to who would stop him in the first place. And we see that it would seem that NATO does not have the stomach to stop him. The Western powers, including our own United States, doesn't seem to have the stomach to stop him. And certainly the Ukrainian army doesn't have the wherewithal to stop him. So it's, you have to admit that he's basically got a free rein, which is a very dangerous thing, because there is just nothing to stop him to whatever he would decide to do, unless he would actually do something like a blitzkrieg that Hitler did into Poland. Unless there's a catalyst, a flashpoint, he's going to be able to slowly and carefully just chop away at Ukraine.
What did they think, actually, he's going to do in the eastern Ukraine, which is what you're talking about, his ultimate goal?
Yeah, I think they think he's going to take just as much as he can get. They do believe that when you start reaching into the heartland of Ukraine, where there is a majority of ethnic Ukrainians, that you are going to reach a point where it will be stopped. But if you reach that point, it looks to me like that you're going to have a flashpoint and bloodshed, and it could be a catalyst for World War III and even some of the things that we see laid out in Scripture ahead of us in the things yet to come.
Yes, I agree. I believe Ukraine is a major component in the end-time scenario laid out in Bible prophecy. Well, David, you're now in Hungary. You were a missionary there for 16 years. I believe it's been a unique experience to be able to be a guest teacher now once or twice a year there with the Word of Life Bible Institute that you started, which I would have to say probably was your greatest success as a missionary there for those 16 years. Having said that, and where you are right now and what you've seen, what you've experienced, what do you see as the greatest challenge going forward in light of the ministry, in light of current political and military situations, and in light of biblical prophecy?
Well, I would certainly say and agree with you that the greatest success was having been here, but not just having been here, but the ministry and building into the lives of Hungarians. And now that we have a Hungarian who is the national director, and Hungarians in pieces, all in places of key leadership throughout the country, that certainly was an end goal. But going forward, there's so many things in flux between the weak euro. The dollar is stronger against the Hungarian forint than I've ever seen it, with high taxes. All of the things, I believe, are setting the stage for an end days catastrophe and chaos. And out of that chaos, whether it be economic or political, there is going to come a time, and I would say on the heels of the rapture of the church, where a person is going to rise into power who is going to try to make sense out of that and is going to try to bring some kind of peace out of chaos. And ultimately, that is even going to go so far as in the Middle East as trying to protect Israel from the enemies who would have her destroyed. So it seems like domino after domino is falling and setting that stage for end-time scenarios.
Yes, and that powerful leader that's going to come into place during the tribulation period, which David was referring to, I believe, the Antichrist, and he's on the horizon. I would have to say he's alive and well today if we believe what God's Word says about the future will happen very quickly. David, great report talking to us about basically what's going on in the Ukraine. That is a major, major focus point for those who are really studying Bible prophecy. Appreciate your ministry out there. Look forward. Have a safe journey back, and we'll be talking next week again.
It's always good to be with you, Jimmy. Thank you.